USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a split decision, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a New York City grand jury may access President Trump's financial records, but sent cases involving congressional demands for the president's papers back to lower courts for additional proceedings. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has the president's reaction to the rulings.
President Trump underscored to me, I was just in the Oval Office with him, that it was Justice Kavanaugh who pointed out in the New York State court case that there was unanimous agreement that this should be remanded to D.C., to the district court, where the president may raise constitutional and legal arguments. That was unanimous agreement.
Testifying before the Democratic-led House Armed Services Committee, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he has not received any briefings regarding Russian bounties. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday expressed indifference about mobs tearing down statues of historical figures across the country. Pelosi was specifically asked about a statue of Christopher Columbus in her home city of Baltimore being dragged down by vandals and thrown into the harbor.
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes it's something that's been there, that view has been there for a while.
Two of the nation's biggest airlines are suspending flights to Hong Kong because of the city's mandatory coronavirus testing rules. Bloomberg is reporting United and American have stopped flights to Hong Kong, where crew members face fines and possibly prison if they refuse to give deep throat saliva specimens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the Trump administration is committed to strengthening the nation's policing.
We look forward to continuing to build up the strength of our law enforcement community.
Speaking in Little Rock, Barr met with Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton and other officials in a roundtable to discuss the justice system and law enforcement. ABC's hit TV show, The Wonder Years, is coming back, though they'll look a little different. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
He's not my girlfriend.
This was true. Winnie Cooper was not my girlfriend. When we were very little, we used to go down to Harper's Woods and catch fireflies, but we really hadn't hung out at all together since we were about 9.
ABC announcing it's reviving that hit show, but this time it'll be focusing on a black family in 1960s Alabama. The original ran from 1988 to 1993 and starred Fred Savage, who's also always been against bringing the show back in its same form, but now the network says he's on board with this. In fact, he's listed as executive producer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, is back in federal custody after being released to home confinement over COVID-19 concerns. Cohen was taken into custody at a restaurant in New York City. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.